This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, today I would like to share with you one of those powerful and beautiful supplications which include some very effective statements, very beautiful statements. I can tell you without hesitation that every part of this dua is so amazing. And there are great lessons that can be learned from every part of this dua. This dua is good for those who are dealing with emotional pain or suffering. Those who feel that they are stuck, they are not able to move forward. They can use this dua. They can use this supplication. They can recite it on a regular basis. Every day, and then leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will show them the way out, because that is His promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. So that is His promise. That is the promise of our Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this dua was selected by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah, especially for those who wish and want to curb feelings of anxiety and feelings of emotional pain. This dua is found in Hisn al-Muslim, and it is found in other sources of dua. And it is under the chapter of dua to deal with anguish or with hardship or with feelings of anxiety. It depends, every translation could be different. There are a couple of English translations of Hisn al-Muslim. But this dua is, as I said, it was well selected by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for his ummah. And it says, Allahumma rahmataka arju. This is the first part of this dua. Fala tikilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Second part. Waslih li sha'ni kullah. Third part. La ilaha illa ant. Fourth part. Again. اللهم رحمتك أرجو فلا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين وأصلح لي شأني كله لا إله إلا أنت. It means in English, and Allah knows better. Oh Allah, I have hope in your mercy. فلا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. So do not place me in charge of my soul even for the blinking of an eye. Do not leave me to myself, even for the blinking of an eye. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي شَأْنِي كُلَّهُ. And correct all my affairs for me. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتْ. Verily there is none worthy of worship except you. Let's go through these different parts of this dua. Let's spend some time, a little bit of time, here with these parts, different parts of the dua. The first part here, it says, Allahumma rahmataka arju. O Allah, I have hope in your mercy. And there is a beautiful Qudsi hadith in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith was conveyed by the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the message came directly from Allah, and that's why we call it a hadith Qudsi. It's an authentic hadith. It's hadith number 42. In the collection of Imam al-Nawawi, the collection of 40 hadith that was collected by Imam al-Nawawi. And it is the number is 42, which means it's the last hadith in the collection of Imam al-Nawawi. And in this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yabna Adam, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani. Dua and raja, placing hope in the mercy of Allah. Dua and raja, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani. غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي. Which means, O son of Adam, as long as you call upon me and you place your hope in my mercy, I shall forgive you despite of what you have done without any hesitation. This is a promise. This is another promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if we keep making dua while placing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a dua with yaqeen. It's a dua with a good opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He's able to give and He's able to respond and he's able to solve our issues and problems, and he's able to provide his help and his assistance, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you have these two things, then forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is earned based on this hadith. So it is really important to place our hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have husnul dhanni billah, to have a good opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the second part, فَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي شَأْنِي كُلَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Here is showing humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling Allah, I'm not able to solve my problems, I'm stuck, I'm not able to move forward, I am a weak human being, I need your help, I need your assistance. Do not leave me, do not place me in charge of my soul, of my nafs, even for the blinking of an eye, even for a second. I need your help all the time, 24 hours, Ya Allah. And you're telling him to correct, you're asking him to correct all your affairs, which is a very powerful statement here. And then you're ending the dua with the declaration of faith, declaration of tawheed, which is the most important key to Jannah. La ilaha illallah is our key to Jannah. And it is a line of separation between tawheed, between faith and between kufr. It is a line of separation when you believe that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make the first and the most important step into becoming a Muslim. And then the second step, of course, would be to accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Allah's messenger. But this is, again, this is the declaration of Tawheed. This is the kalima of Tawheed. And it is our best. It will be our best friend on the Day of Judgment. It is the most important key to Jannah. So when you confirm your belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you confirm your aqidah of Tawheed, you are actually seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the best way actually to seek al-wasila, nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and asking him to, you know, respond to you and respond to your dua and solve your problems. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yuwafiqana li kulli khayr. Again, I will end with the dua again. Allahumma rahmataka arju, fala takilni ila nafsi tarfat ayn, wa aslih li sha'ni kullah, la ilaha illa ant. Do not recite it one time or two times. You need to recite it on a regular basis, and you will be, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, able to see some positive progress, some positive changes in your life. Nas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuwaffiqana li kulli khayr. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.